Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Chicago bringing us back. 7 to the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show. And have a great visit with our good friend John Bradbury, author of Six Secrets to Startup Success. ReadyFounder.com is his website. John, thanks again for being here. We've been talking about things to never say, things to not be so absolute about. Never say never, folks. That's one of the things. And don't be so absolute. Yeah, exactly. And one of the things that I think is very powerful that goes along with words, which you know, I mean, I just think language is such a, you know, if you can use language, you can communicate and you can persuade, and if you learn how to use it in a way that matches your audience, in a way that's conducive and compelling to your audience, you can be successful in any field. What do you think, John?
I agree. I happen to be working right now with a bunch of leaders in big companies that have to influence other people who don't report to them. So they're in the so-called matrix organizations or working across boundaries. And one of the things we work on is, how are you communicating? And are you using big words or business words or, you know, dictating what you think needs to happen versus using examples and stories? You know, how do you hold up the examples of people who are doing it the right way, who are serving the customer in the right way, or building their business in the right way? Because we're wired as humans to get stories, or to really take in lessons and information in the form of a story. You know, that's been well documented.
Well, there's no question about it, and it's such an important topic to me that I wrote a whole chapter about it in my new book, as you know, John. And storytelling, people love to hear stories. If you tell someone, if someone's starting to drift off on you, you can tell they're not paying attention. If you said, "Let me tell you a story," they'll perk up, won't they?
They will, and I'm
but then you have to tell them a good story, though.
You're a great storyteller, so if I'm a business owner, I'm curious about how do I use that with a prospect to build my business? How do I build it to close a deal? Or how do I use stories to close a deal?
Well, the best way, you know, one of the best ways is to have logged hours in the marketplace. So you got stories, right? That's the first thing you got to do, is you got to have some stories to tell. But one of the things that I've found it handy over the years is in the closing process. One of the great closes of all time is the similar situation close. And the similar situation close is nothing more than telling them a story about somebody who was like them that you helped before and how it turned out.
There's dramatic tension. There's a problem.
And it gets solved. And a solution. It turns out, and it's a feel-good movie, you know, and they like the ending. And I don't know how much business I've closed over the years telling stories with a similar situation close. And when you do it, John, they don't even know they've been closed.
Right.
It doesn't sound like, will you buy, are you ready to buy, press hard, you're going through Silver Carbons, the last copy is yours. You're not saying any of that.
Well, if it's a good example or a good story, they feel that you're actually talking about them.
That's right.
You know, they're the star of your story.
Well, because the story has to be relevant, doesn't it?
Right.
It has to be something that you've got to be able to tell it sincerely. But that's one thing, you know. The longer you stay in the marketplace, the more you stay in the marketplace, the more you'll meet people and you'll hear their stories, and you can aggregate stories. You can acquire and aggregate stories. That's what stories are, aren't they?
That's right. And I was the kid who never could remember jokes. You know, I always envied those people who could remember.
I still know all the jokes I've ever learned.
Well, I'm sure you do. So that's my my growing edge is to, you know, be a better storyteller. And, you know, if you can catalog and remember, I actually create a file on my laptop of stories and examples that I don't want to forget.
Right. Well, that's a good idea. Now, part of my misfit youth was telling jokes. I'm a fan. Hey, John, thanks for being here. Good job, as always.
Enjoyed it.
Hope you come back soon. And ReadyFounder.com, folks, is the website. John Bradbury, ladies and gentlemen, we'll get him back again another day. He's too valuable. He's too smart for us not to keep up with him. I promise you, we'll have him back another day. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.